Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms including key financial rules change have come into force. Over six-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. Oil marketing companies have increased the price of commercial LPG gas cylinder by 195 rupees and 50 paise across metropolitan cities amid the conflict in West Asia. Meanwhile, the price of domestic LPG cylinders has remained unchanged in the country. The Lok Bhavan of Arunachal Pradesh warmly celebrated the State Foundation Days of Odisha, Bihar and Mizoram today. Arunachal Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnaik joined the people from these states who were serving and living in Arunachal Pradesh, bringing together a vibrant confluence of cultures and communities. Referring to the Ek Bharat Shrestha Bharat initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the Governor described it as a guiding force in reinforcing the essence of India's unity in diversity. He expressed confidence that sustained cultural exchange and understanding would gradually help eliminate racial discrimination. The public hearing for the proposed Athunli Hydroelectric Project, 680 MW, a statutory prerequisite for securing environmental clearance from the Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, was conducted today at Government Primary School, Athunli, Dibang Valley District. The hearing was organized by the State Pollution Control Board, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, and chaired by DC Becky Neurak. During the proceedings, the project consultant presented a detailed overview of the project. He emphasized a balanced approach to development, integrating environmental safeguards with long-term socio-economic benefits. The event saw active participation of local residents, stakeholders and project-affected families. Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman inaugurated the Dhamma Chakra Buddha Vihara at Nongtao Khamti, Namsai district today. Mr. Main said the Vihara is not just a place of prayer, it is a symbol of commitment to safeguard culture. He further added that preserving language, script and cultural knowledge is essential to ensuring that future generations remain connected to their roots. 1995 batch APCS officer Lobsang Soreng has assumed charge as deputy commissioner of Pakumbara district, succeeding Vishakha Yadav, who has been transferred to New Delhi. Tajikistan was crowned winners of the under 23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 after a hard-fought 1-0 victory over India in the final yesterday at Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium in Ethiopia. Denizens and various stakeholders of Upper Subansiri district today conducted a peaceful protest rally in Dapurijo town against a joint stock construction company and the concerned authorities over the delay in completion of the Trans-Arunachal Highway Bridge over the Subansiri River, and said it is causing serious inconvenience to the public and daily commuters. The protesters also raised concerns over the quality of the work. Responding to the concerns, DC Taso Gambo assured the protesters that a meeting would soon be convened with the contractors and the implementing agency to address the issues and find a solution at the earliest. A one-day awareness program on the unique disability ID and various government welfare schemes for children with special needs was organized on Tuesday by H Spring Foundation at H Spring Integrated School, Dikking Village. It was organized in collaboration with the ICDS Department of Women and Child Development. Mailung Taku Padung, Deputy Director, ICDS cum District Child Protection Officer Department of WCD East Siang, attended as a resource person. Spearhead Division under Indian Army Spear Corps today organized the Mopin Marathon at Alo, West Siang District as part of the ongoing Mopin Festival of the Galo Tribe of Arunachal Pradesh, promoting cultural harmony. In the Sub Under 20 Football Championship, defending champions India will face Bhutan in the semi-final at National Stadium, Male, Maldives today at 9 p.m. IST. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.